Okay, ready, Phil.
Standing by.
Cue audience.
And roll in 3, 2, 1, take intro.
Re-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Well, it's time to put down the toenail clipping videos, my friend, and jump back in to another pod.
You know what? I was thinking about potentially doing one of those little intros.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since we've done one, but you were thinking kind of the same thing. And
yeah.
Beat me to it.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the pod before, which we're assuming you have, but we did for a while. I think maybe back in lockdown days maybe we started. I don't know. But we started a thing where in the intro, each person would pick a job and be like, well, it's time to put down the spanner of banter. And
we did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we did it twice. I guess I think it was a 5-year segment.
How you doing?
I wanted to get back to it. Great, mate.
That's good.
I wanted to get back into it, but, you know, I didn't want to tell you to put down your mic. So I thought, put down the toenail clipping videos, and away we go.
Yeah, great. Great.
Now that we're in, can we address something?
Yeah, go on.
We've got nothing. So
yeah. This is a pretty pointless podcast, but we're just up for a chat.
We're just up for a chat, mate. This is what happens sometimes is planning this podcast is essentially like playing Russian roulette because what happens is we don't meet beforehand to plan it.
That's right.
We each just
bring
a few segments
yep.
and then we sit down and you might say, oh, I've got a couple, and I go, oh, I've got a couple, and then before you know it, there's half an hour.
Bob's your uncle.
Now, here's why it's Russian roulette. Every one in six times, you're going to get the bullet and go, oh, no, I don't have anything. I thought you would have something. And there you go. Here we are.
We both got it.
Here's one thing I did want to quickly address, and then we'll get into stuff that we pretend
of course.
That we've prepared.
Yep.
Just to give listeners an insight, 4 years... In fact, as long as I can remember in our friendship, so I reckon at least as long as we've been adults, you regularly in day-to-day conversation will, let's say Adam wants me to move a mug. I don't know why he would, but let's say he does. Here's how he will say it. Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and move that mug now. Right about now, about half the listeners will know what I'm talking about. And the other half doing a bit of, what the fuck?
What's going on here?
Right.
Yeah.
Watched a movie with Amy, rolled the dice, picked a movie from the 90s the other day.
Yep.
And after like 10 years of this, finally realized there's some obscure character in a movie called Office Space, which if you haven't seen it, boy do we recommend it.
It is a ripper. Yep. It still stands the test of time, really.
It does. It's got Jennifer Aniston in it. It's a good movie.
It does, yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a crappy version of like The Office sort of thing, but it's not. It's a quality movie.
It is.
But there is a character who all the time, whatever it is, doesn't he? He just goes, yeah,
He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Actually, if you're still not sure, here's some audio. Corporate accounts payable. Nina
speaking. Hello, Peter. What's happening? We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot.
So watch the whole movie.
It's not shipping out till tomorrow.
He will, sure.
There's no problem.
Yeah.
There it is.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Oh, that would be great.
Please go ahead and use that in your lives. That's a gift from us to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could go ahead and go to a break, that'd be great.
Yeah.
It's Yeezy. It's Yeezy. Joe and Adam.
Sorry, I'm just...
I believe we have my
dick. Yeah. There's a line in that movie, and we will move on from this, but just please, if you haven't watched it, go and watch it tonight. Make it a date night thing, make it a solo thing, whatever, but there's this character, just the way he talks. Adam, if you could give us the line, please.
I believe you have a nice table.
I believe you have a table.
Hang on. I need to find it.
Anyway, it's just out of context. It won't be funny to anyone, which just makes it funny to us, but Before we move on, I just...
Hang on.
Here we go.
I reckon we might have it here.
Okay.
But, and I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler, but I kept my swing line stapler because it didn't bind up as much, and I kept the staples for the swing line stapler.
Anyway, so the movie goes on to someone steals his stapler. He gets a bit upset about it. Anyway.
Oh, God, I'm crying.
Classic Milton.
All right. Anyway. Sorry, moving on. Adam.
What do you got for me, mate?
A couple of weeks ago, you introduced a game to the pod.
Oh, did I?
I believe you titled it, What the Fuck? Or, sorry, WTF.
Yes.
For quick recap.
Yeah, I did. I copped some backlash from that.
You did. Not for the concept.
And I'm not apologising for what I said.
No, I don't think you should. Should you feel shame? Sure. But should you apologise? Probably not. But here's the concept of the game is you wanted us to bring, because we've been mates since we were about 10 or 12 or something, so
yeah,
you wanted
right.
us to bring
sure.
stuff to the table that you know is weird about yourself and the other bloke won't know, right?
Yeah, that would essentially make the other guy go, What the F?
What the F?
You know.
Ideally, it would be funny. Now,
yes.
The first thing you brought to the table was that you enjoy toenail clipping videos, right? And I think...
No, cleaning videos.
I think...
Get it right.
Okay. Well, I think the community that listens to this podcast were disgusted, appalled, and horrified. a little scared, if I'm honest. There was a big backlash against you.
Yeah, it was.
Which I think is fair. But I thought, can I throw myself under the bus... and just take the bullet with you, if that makes sense. You know, like, do I have something that I can also share?
Look, I mean, I want to get Kermit in on this. How big was the backlash, mate?
Yes, it's quite large.
It's my smoker's laugh. There it is. Without smoking a cigarette, my laugh. Laughing at what I think at the time was a dick gag. I think that was...
I think it was. Yeah.
Thank you, Kermit.
Please continue.
Now, this isn't disgusting so much. I just got a quick one to give you.
Look, mate, we are always open.
Sure. And I've run it by Amy, and she seems to think I should bring it to the table. You know that mine are less disgusting, and they're often just more weird and confusing, right?
Yeah, like the time that you thought if you leave the lamps on...
That's...
In the bathroom, classic. You will get sunburned.
Yeah, I thought that people will be familiar. Often a bathroom will have four lights. You got your light, your two heat ones, and then your fan.
That's right.
I thought the heat ones, because they're so warm, maybe that would be some sort of radiation x-ray thing. As I say it out loud, with people listening, I'm very aware of how insane it is.
Yeah.
But yes, I did think that would give me cancer. anyway, in that light.
Right.
Amy, my partner, and I have bought a block of land.
Hey, woo!
And thank you. In a sleepy little village.
sleepy little village.
And which means what we've done just while we're building the place is we've moved into the place next to Mum and Dad's. Mum and Dad are lucky enough to have a house behind their house, if that makes sense.
It's
like
been,
separate houses.
It's been the new set for the pod for a couple of weeks.
For a couple of moons. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
And so we're there. Now, that is the place I first, inverted commas, moved out into, 20 metres from where I was.
It was the shed, wasn't it?
No, I did live in the shed for a while, that's true. did live
literally
in the shed when I was
20. Stingy room in the back.
Yeah, but it was dream gig.
Pretty comfy.
You got to push past the shed, then there's an actual room.
Yep.
TV, bed.
Yeah, it was a good setup. It was a good setup.
I won't say this out loud, but all I will say is there was no toilet, but there was a drink bottle, and people can probably fill in the gaps there.
I think we had pizza there one night, didn't we?
Well, let's hope you didn't drink from the drink bottles that I had there, because that was not cordial, my friend. We probably did. It was a great gig. But then I moved into this house, right?
Right.
Although this is preamble that you don't need. But anyway, point is, I lived there by myself for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amy and I live there together. When I lived there by myself for a while, at one point, there was a big spider.
Ooh, right? Ooh, yes.
Which I had to kill.
Nothing worse.
Nothing
really.
Worse. I think he was a dangerous one. If anyone listening is a bit shocked, I think it was a dangerous one. So it had to be done.
You think it was a dangerous
one? I think so. Right. Amy's pretty good at recognizing things, so I think she would have. Yeah. Anyway, so I had to kill this spider, but the way I got it was like it was in the corner in the ceiling, right? And I got it with a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that was in 2017. It is now 2021, and that spider is still there.
What?
The body is still.
Oh, so he's dead?
He's dead, but I never got him down.
So he's just been hanging there for like 3 years.
Yeah, it's in
years.
The kitchen. You've probably walked past it all the time. Now,
what sort of spider is he?
Big one. Yeah, big boy. Oh, come over next time. You'll be able to see it.
But what? I was going to say, what brand?
Home brand.
What breed?
Dead. I don't know what is. I don't know. What am I, a spiderologist? I don't know.
You sound like.
Yeah. Anyway, my sister didn't believe me when she lived there for a while. I was like, that is a dead spider up there. She's like, no, it's just a bit of dirt. You're just trying to wipe me out. I'm like, no, I killed it. It's a dead spider. Couple of days ago, I just must have looked up at it because it's one of those things where you go, I should probably get that down. Probably clean that up. Here's the sentence that gets me on WTF on the segment.
Okay, right.
To Amy, I genuinely, not joking, said, because it's been like, what, 4 years nearly now, 3-4 years. I said, is it bad for us to breathe in the air around like a dead spider? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it bad? I don't know. Like, is it?
Okay. So really irrelevant.
Yeah.
Really irrelevant.
Anyway, so.
My goodness.
I'm in there with you. With the toenail videos. Does that qualify? I feel like that qualifies.
Oh, look. Craig, are you happy with that, mate?
Hello, Adam. I'm not angry at Joe so much. I'm more disappointed.
For once, that sound has actually been used correctly.
I'm going to call you Spider Boy.
Yeah, thank you. That's Spider Man.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe.
Go on.
I've got something for you.
Good for you. A quiz
from
the
80s? Oh, it's played the bloody...
No. That's now the intro. Oh, it's played the blade.
It's played the wrong. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, great. Pleasure to be here, Eddie. That's what happens when the host has to also do the technical side of things.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another Joe and Adam quiz.
That's what it was meant to be.
Every time, A, I forget it's you, and B, I forget you've got children cheering in the background. Like it's a kid's show.
It is.
Which it never is.
Now we got that out of the way. That was very smooth.
You're very smooth. Yeah, one take. That's all we need. Yeah.
I just thought, let's play a game.
Sure. Love a game.
A couple of years ago, we played a game. I can't remember what we called it.
Yeah.
Might have been the quote game or something. Basically... Yeah. We love our Disney Pixar.
We do love our Disney Pixar.
And we also love movies in general.
Just love
so,
absolutely love them.
Yep. So this game is basically, we get quotes from a movie, and the other person basically has to guess the next line. Tell us what the next line is.
I just love that the intro's still playing over the top of all the...
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so...
Bum!
Just imagine
on that fine.
Eddie Maguire just trying to talk over the music. So basically, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is... No, basically what you do...
Far out.
No, okay, so basically...
You got it, so...
You're going to get given the movie...
Yep.
And a line.
A line, or two or three or four.
Other guy's got to give the next line.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I guess... Based on what I've prepared for you, have you gone Disney Pixar heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might have. Yep.
Yeah, pretty heavy.
But that's fair, because
there's,
then we know...
There's nothing outside of that, really.
Yeah, that's fine. The other guy will have seen the movie, so that's fine.
Oh, absolutely.
It will be interesting to see how much overlap we have. I'm suspecting quite a lot. All right. How do you want to do it? You want to go one for one, or you want to go all in one schmacko?
I reckon one for one.
Okay, sure. Yep, okay. Righto.
Do you want to start, mate?
Sure. Yeah, as in... give you yours or I'll do mine?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, righto. I suspect this is in yours. somewhere in your four, do you have The Lion King?
Oh, I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Right. Well, you're not a Russian spy, but...
what do you got?
Okay. I'm going to give you a non-verbal line, so something that happens, and then a verbal line, and you need to give me the next thing that that gets said.
Okay? All right.
All right. Simba. I was trying to think of how to say this. Simba gets smacked in the head by Rafiki. Simba says, "Yeah, but it still hurts." What gets said next?
I know this.
Yeah.
Rafiki says, "Oh, yes, the past can hurt. Yeah. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or... learn from it."
He's got it.
Yeah!
He's got it.
Woo!
Part of me wanted you to get it because I just love it. Oh, yes. The past can hurt. Well done. Okay.
All right. I'm going to take you to Toy Story 2.
The best Toy Story, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's not get into that. Okay. Yep. This... I've gone kind of obscure ones this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully this tests you. Anyway.
Clever.
Just a quick recap of Toy Story 2. Woody gets toy napped, essentially.
Sure does.
By the Chicken Man.
Yep.
And the other toys go on an adventure to find him and rescue him. Anyway. And this is just as they're sort of leaving. So it's like Buzz and Slinky, and I think Rex goes with him as well.
He sure does. I've never been more focused in my life, by the way. But anyway, yeah, go on.
Anyway, Bo Peep says to Buzz, "This is for Woody when you find him," and gives Buzz a long kiss. What does Buzz say that after that?
Oh, you've got a good one. Okay. All right. I'm going to just hope that it comes out of me. Okay. So can you give me...
Do you want to go again?
Give me Bo Peep's line, and I'm just going to say it as Buzz, what he says.
"This is for Woody when you find him."
Yes. Well, I'll be sure to pass that on. Got to be close.
Oh, not quite. Yeah. He says, okay, but it wouldn't be the same coming from me.
Yes.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah. Nah, that's a good one. Though. You've done well. I accept that.
Classic Buzz.
All right, it's my turn. Okay. Can I just say, I'm starting to regret the ones I've chosen for you because you have played this well. And when you hear this next one, you'll be like, oh, the low ball that Baxter has absolutely
You've got the
me.
Easy ones.
Okay, let's just get out of the way quick. And it's fun to do the voices, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork correctly last night.
Oh, that darn paperwork. Wouldn't it be easier if it all just blew away?
Yeah, he's got it.
Woo!
And I've lost my voice. And also, I don't think Roz sounded as much like a gangster as I gave.
All right. We're still on Monsters, Inc.
Sure.
Mate.
Yep.
You will know this is a pretty good one. So,
yeah, right.
So Randall has kidnapped Mike. And they're in that little secret room.
Yep.
He's tied him to this chair, right?
Yep.
And he's essentially, that's what I'm looking for here, interrogating him. So this is how it's going to play out. There's a couple of responses I need from you, all
okay,
right?
Sure.
So Randall says, "Cheating. Right, okay. I think I know how to make this go, this all go away. What happens when the whistle blows in 5 minutes?" Mike says,
"I get a timeout."
Correct. Randall says, "Everyone goes to lunch," which means the scare floor will be...
painted?
Correct. Well done. That was good.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
God. All right. I'm back in the game. All right.
All right.
For people listening, you need to feel sorry for me because the absolute softballs I'm serving up to this man. This is literally maybe his favorite movie. But I don't know if you'll get it. Might be a bit like the Toy Story. It might be a tricky one.
Just obscure kind of.
Yeah.
You'll not know quoted the scene. Often.
Yeah. Anchorman.
Well, he's gone off the Disney Pixar.
I have gone off Disney
Controversial,
Pixar.
Controversial, ladies and
gentlemen. I'm just going to give you the line. This burrito is delicious, but it sure is filling.
From memory, he throws it out the window and hits Jack Black, who's riding a motorbike, in the face.
Yep.
Jack Black falls off,
yep.
gets up and goes, "What the hell, bro?
What the hell, bro?" Yeah, well done. Can I be honest?
He goes, "Hello, neighbor."
Didn't even bother looking up if it was correct because I just knew you'd know it. Just wanted to hear you say it.
Ooh. Okay, well done. All right. I'm going to throw it to your, probably one of your favorites, The Lion King. Pumbaa says, "It's our motto." Young Simba says, "What's a motto?" Timon says,
"I don't know, what's the matter with you?"
Yeah, there it is. There it well is. Done. Okay. Well done.
Yeah, love it. I could play this game all day.
Oh, it's of so course. Much fun. Definitely.
Okay, this is the last one, is it? Or this, your last one?
This is my last one, so
yeah, gotcha.
Two left, I guess.
Okay. Again, it'll be no surprise. I did pick Toy Story 2. In fact, no, it's Toy Story 1. Miss Goosey.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you Buzz's line. Woody's up next.
Right.
"I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet."
Ooh. Jeez. I'm genuinely stumped.
Got him.
Genuinely stumped.
There we go. It's so obscure. All Woody says is, "Oh. Oh, that's good." That's all he says. And then he goes, "Well, we're not on my planet, remember?" And then away we go.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Am I correct in saying, are we drawn? I think we might be drawn.
I reckon we're drawn. Okay. This is for the win.
This is for the win. Righto.
So, Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Shrek 2. So, Princess Fiona and Shrek have a bit of a fight.
Sure. Well, they're married.
Princess Fiona says, "You're acting like a..." And then Shrek goes, "Well, go on, say it." And then Princess Fiona says, "Like an ogre."
Mm.
And then Shrek says, "Well, guess what? Whether your parents like it or not, I am an ogre."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And roars at the dog to shut it up because it's going spastic.
Yeah.
Shrek says, "And guess what, Princess? That's not about to change." Princess Fiona says, "I've made changes for you, Shrek. Think about that." And she leaves.
Mm.
Donkey pipes up. What does Donkey say?
Ah, what?
I know you're a big fan of this movie. Just think classic Donkey giving Shrek shit.
Okay. Just trying to get the voice for Donkey. Okay, so let me get this straight. All right. Can I get the line again?
The second last line?
Mm.
"I've made changes for you, Shrek. Think about that." She leaves.
Mm. Women, what you gonna do? What does he say?
Oh,
what does he say?
I'll pay it because of that effort of the voice. It's the wrong line.
What does he say?
He says, "Oh, that's real smooth, Shrek. I'm an ogre."
Of course he does. No, you're too generous. We'll share the trophy. You can have it on weekends
I'm
and all.
Absolutely. Still have that? Did you have fun playing?
Yeah, I did. Do I get to come back next week? Or
yeah, you do, actually.
Okay, and do we get the cash prize? Or is it only if it gets televised? Like
other
TV shows?
It's only if it gets aired on TV. So
is this one going to be aired?
Or? I don't know.
No, I'm but like, what do you think? Like, probably?
I'm just the person that gives you the big fake check at the end.
Yeah, but
of
like
the show,
I need the money, so like.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, but
I'm just a producer.
Surely you help choose the episodes get picked.
Yeah, no. I don't.
But who picks? Who do I speak to?
Well, not me.
Sorry. So I don't know why I keep laughing, because I'm really annoyed. All right. Well, just let me know then. You have my address.
All right. Cool. We've still got 20 seconds on the bed.
All right. What's on for the weekend?
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, we've managed to talk out our ass and somehow pull together a pod.
We have.
With nothing.
It's been a pretty short pod.
Yeah. But can I just finish with this? I've got to duck off in a sec because I'm going to have dinner with the future in-laws. And I just thought people in radio, not that we're in radio, but...
We're in podcasts.
We've encountered radio in our lives. In radio, there's a thing called PSAs, public service announcements, right? Which is meant to be a message for the benefit of the community.
Right.
Technically, what I'm about to tell you is a message for the benefit of the community. I just thought, just as I'm about to head off to dinner with the future in-laws, if there's any young men or women actually listening with in-laws or potential in-laws, if I could just share...
I'm not one of them, so I can put my mic down.
No, but you will one day have in-laws, and you will remember this podcast and go, oh, yeah.
Will I,
though? I will do this. I will do will this. I? Yeah, you will, because I'll send it to you. and it's something that I don't know if you know about, but it's a little thing about myself that I do with my father-in-law. Just say it like that.
What?
That people can take with them. Now, I'm going to roll the dice here and assume that he doesn't listen to the pod. Because if he does, it's going to be an awkward dinner. But I'm assuming that he doesn't. No? And that's fair. People are busy. People have lives. People don't have the 3 minutes that this podcast clearly will take the whole thing to listen
this
to.
This pod is good to just go quick. To the Macca's drive-thru,
yeah.
Get a sundae, come back home.
This is the sort of pod that you can be listening to in the kitchen, go to the toilet, not pause it. Just let it run out.
Just let it go.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now, I've been with Amy for nearly 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, get married.
Get married.
Already. Far out.
And that will help, actually. Something that I've... Thanks, Live Choir.
It's fun having control of the faders. Mm. Just letting you know that.
Well, you could give control to me, but I don't know how to work it, so you might as well.
Let's get on with the story.
Sorry, Ben. to quote someone else. For the last 4 years, the first time I met him, probably, Ross would have said, you know, you having come around for dinner, have a drink. He asked me a question that has defined the last 4 years of my life. He said to me, do you like whiskey? And I said, yes, I love it. Whiskey is very, very hard to drink. It's fucking strong, and I do not like whiskey. But my public service announcement is, with your future in-laws sometimes, you just do whatever you have to do to just get by.
That, you know what? Yeah. That reminds me of a story.
Yeah.
Only recently at my mate's wedding, it was out at a venue out near Beaufort, and it was late at night. We're sitting around the campfire, and the bride's dad brings out a bottle of some sort of whiskey or scotch or something.
Same situation.
It was old. It was old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a massive, spirits kind of guy.
No, no.
So they've handed out these little like plastic red Solo cups about that, you know, not very big shot, like 30ml shot.
Yep.
And so they're all filled up and everyone goes cheers or whatever.
Yeah.
And they all take their sips. Me just like, or it was already half cut anyway.
Yeah, you're fine.
I've just tanked it, like sculled it down. And I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. And like, you're not meant to shot it. Like you're meant to sip it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's how much I know about spirits.
You didn't know. You thought you shotted whiskey.
Well, it was in a shot glass.
Mate, that's the level of knowledge that I had going into this. And now like every few weeks, I'll be like just sipping away. And Amy goes, just tell him. And you go, nah,
you know what you say though? The key words are smooth.
Yes.
And
rich.
Yeah, Rich, and doing these ones. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. If you can get...
With a loud, like, just a...
Like, geez, I've been missing this. Yeah.
Yeah, like that sound. Yeah. Yeah.
Smooth, rich, vintage.
And that's the way to get around it.
Swirl it around a bit if there's a bit of ice, just, you know.
Ask what brand it is again. You know, sure. So, oh, what brand is it? Oh, yeah.
What year, I guess.
Yeah, what year.
Yeah. Take notes if you listen to this. Because this, yeah. Like Amy says, it's just a little public service statement that you just do whatever you have to do to impress the future in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Because Amy's like, just tell my dad, he won't care. And I'm like, it's been too long. It's been too long. 4 years later, I can't be like, by the way, all that time, I've been drinking whiskey and I hate it. I can't say that. Imagine.
Oh, geez, that's going down well.
Yeah. Smooth.
Absolutely smooth.
Anyway, I'm not saying I'm a hero, but...
No, well, thank you for that.
That's all right, mate.
We do appreciate public service, of course. So.
Thank you.
It's been an interesting week.
It's been a pod. I guess we can say that. It's been a pod.
I guess.
Nothing's
really happened to me the last week.
That's a soundbite. But take out the last week. Nothing's really happened to me. Look, we'll be back. I was going to say better, but how could we not be? Next time.
Well, surely we got better material than a game.
We sure have. Yeah. No, mate, I love the game. Any PSAs from you?
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that bird going to take off? Oh, yep. Oh, off he goes.
To quote our year-level coordinator when I was stuck at a function with him. Oh, is he going to sit in that chair? Oh, no, he's not. He's just... Okay. Just the two of us standing in a room going, oh, I wonder if he's going to sit down.
Classic. Classic. You know what I realised?
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you at the start of the pod.
Here we go.
These headphones I've got on at the moment.
Here we go.
I lost them for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're top-notch premium headphones.
You didn't swallow them like your earbuds, did you?
And I turned the car upside down. No, I didn't. No. I turned the room upside down. I still couldn't find them. I even went to the gym and asked Grace, the manager at the gym.
She said, you haven't been here for 6 years.
Did I leave my headphones? She's like, nah. Anyway, turns out these were in a pillowcase that were on the floor of my room. So Grace,
out of context.
There's some closure for you.